a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. On the 5 o'clock report, Bountiful police are trying to track down a group of teens who caused quite a scare at a public park. They say several people thought it was going to be another public shooting. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in Bountiful with more. Paul, what do we know about this situation, about these guys?
Well, Jeff, investigators say the group of juveniles was actually seen leaving the North Canyon Park right after somebody set off aerial fireworks in one of the bathrooms. Now, Police Lieutenant Troy Killian says witnesses that were nearby thought that somebody had opened fire on people at the park.
Just think about it when you're doing something like that, especially with, you know, with what's going on these days as far as the shootings go. When people hear fireworks, they're not all, and especially in a public area like that, it does cause some concern and alarm.
Killian says that the teens were seen in a silver Ford pickup and may have had furniture in the back of it when it left. The fireworks were legal to buy, but they were fired well after people are allowed to do so. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Paul. KSL News Time 5:01. Most Utahns would never consider it, but taking the bus is about to become a bit easier. Simone Cycli is here. Have you ever taken the bus?
I have, Jeff, and UTA is adding even more routes along the Wasatch Front for those who are taking the bus these days. The routes will include more frequent service along 2nd, 9th, and 21st South here in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says the bus is coming every 7 minutes. Could be the answer to commuters and politicians' prayers.
The goal is to get more people to use public transportation. Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski's listened to complaints from people who said it took them 3 hours to get to work. With more buses, their commute time could be cut down significantly.
UTA's started midday bus service to Tooele and more frequent routes to Utah Valley University. The Front Runner train also now has a connector to the Lehigh Tech Corridor. KSL's top national story this half hour from ABC News. The Trump administration is changing regulations around immigration and animals today. First, the changes to immigration regulation. ABC's Serena Marshall has more.
When asked whether the line, give us your poor, should be removed from the Statue of Liberty, head of U.S. Citizens and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli said,
I do not think by any means we're ready to take anything off the statute of liberty.
But the rule change he announced today will make it nearly impossible for those from poor countries to gain legal entry into the U.S. with a visa or green card. An analysis by the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute found roughly 50% of immigrants who'd received legal permanent residence within the past 5 years would not meet the requirement for income at or above 250% of the federal poverty level. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
40% of U.S.-born persons wouldn't meet threshold, and a change in laws around animals nearing extinction. Here's more from ABC's Mona Rivera.
The administration says it will change the way it enforces the Endangered Species Act, which has protected fish, plants, and wildlife for decades. It will consider economics, not just science, when deciding whether to protect a species. The change is expected to clear the way for oil and gas drilling, mining, and other development in areas where protected species live. Supporters are applauding less regulation, but critics are calling the change a disaster at a time when climate change is already a threat to the environment. Mona Rivera, ABC News.
Other national stories. KSL's following this half hour. The suspect in the attack on a mosque in Norway this weekend has the Muslim community afraid and demanding protection.
The authorities have ordered police to guard, armed guards at mosques throughout Oslo. It's not something that you usually see in Norway because the police aren't usually armed. Assault rifles, for example, also are totally banned in that country. So it does feel like a safe place a lot of the time, but the Muslim community is certainly asking that authorities remain extra vigilant about them.
That's ABC's James Longman reporting. We've also learned that Norway officials received a vague tip, their words, vague tip, about the suspected gunman a year ago, but they knew of no concrete plans. Meantime, today, Attorney General William Barr announced the Justice Department will introduce legislation that pushes for a quicker path for mass shooters and cop killers to face execution. Here's Barr today.
We will be proposing legislation providing that in cases of mass murder or in cases of murder of a law enforcement officer, there will be a strict timetable for judicial proceedings that will allow the imposition of the death sentence without undue delay.
The legislation is set to come out sometime after Labor Day. While the Justice Department evaluates tougher legislation for those who commit mass shootings, new charges have been filed against a friend of the Dayton shooter. ABC's Ryan Burrow has this story.
24-year-old Ethan Colley facing federal charges of lying on firearms forms, saying he was not a user of controlled substances. Federal prosecutors in the Southern District of Ohio say Colley admitted to using drugs with Dayton shooter Connor Betts frequently, and also ordered body armor and firearms accessories so that the gunman's parents wouldn't know. But U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman says
Mr. Colley does not stand accused of intentionally participating in the planning of that shooting.
The charges carry a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have some heavy and slow traffic on your Salt Lake County freeways. No accidents there. If you're headed westbound SR 201, they start with a little bit of slowing before Redwood Road all the way out to Magna. Also some northbound slowing on I-215, I-80 up to about 700 north. Highway 89 seeing some slowdowns as you're going through Farmington, Fruit Heights, and Kaysville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. Back to Simone Cycling.
Thanks, Jeff. Outside of Houston, an eye-catching sign outside a gun store promoting a back-to-school sale.
The marquee outside the Boyert Shooting Center in Katy, Texas says back-to-school sale, up to 50% off firearms. Michelle Simmons drove past it.
And it just was so jarring.
She wanted to know,
what does going back to school have anything to do with getting guns?
Especially in a climate of fear caused by mass shootings, many of them at schools. The gun store said in a statement the sale is a way of reaching out and saying thank you to teachers, adding a lot of Texans aren't aware concealed weapons are now allowed on some college campuses and in certain school districts. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
We'll stay on the topic of school and tell you that back-to-school shopping is stressful. Seriously, a new study finds shopping for back-to-school season is just as stressful as Thanksgiving and Christmas. 51% of parents with kids under 18 felt pressure to overspend on clothes, supplies, and tech products. That's compared to 57% who said they felt pressure to overspend on holiday shopping last year. Back-to-school shopping is expected to hit a record high this year. Other national stories, KSL's following this half hour. Last week, he was one of the most trusted prisoners in the Tennessee Department of Corrections, but that was before he escaped. Now the escapee has been recaptured and may soon face the death penalty. ABC's Pete Combs has more.
The end of a manhunt that started last week when authorities say West Tennessee Penitentiary inmate Curtis Ray Watson was seen on a security camera rummaging through an outdoor refrigerator belonging to Ann and Harvey Taylor.
My wife could see his face and recognize his beard.
Now, prosecutors in Lauderdale County say they might put Watson on trial for his life, saying before he made his escape on a prison tractor, he raped and murdered 64-year-old prison administrator Deborah Johnson. Pete Combs, ABC News.
A 70-year-old woman's recovering after a boulder fell on top of her in the Uinta Mountains. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says search and rescue crews worked through the afternoon to free this woman from beneath this big rock. Authorities believe that she suffered head and arm injuries and likely broke her femur. A medical helicopter was dispatched to help with the rescue efforts. KSL News Time, 5:08. And it's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News at 8 minutes and 38 minutes past every hour. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Last week, folks made a big deal about Abbey Road.
Come together right now over me.
Thursday, older music fans came together for the 50th anniversary of the iconic Beatles photograph that graces the Abbey Road album cover. The four barefoot Beatles strutting the crosswalk, but this summer, music fans slid boots over those bare feet, saddled up, and set their GPS for a different street.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
It's the song of summer. Old Town Road has spent an unbelievable 18 weeks at the top of the pop charts, and it's a problem in places like Wellesley, Massachusetts. It's a wealthy but unfortunate enclave outside Boston, where they happen to have a block-long stretch of asphalt called Old Town Road. And fans keep stealing the street signs, both ends of the street. The Department of Public Works says the signs cost $280 a piece, so they've decided to stop replacing them till the song's less popular. Good luck with that.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
On Abbey Road, street signs were stolen so many times, they're now bolted into brick buildings so high up, you need a ladder just to reach them. See, baby boomers who stole street signs in London and the young fans of Old Town Road were born 40 years apart. And the music has changed. But you can see the signs here that people never change.
Come together right now. Over me.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Heavy and slow on the 201 tonight westbound, and that's from Redwood Road out to Magna. Southbound I-15 delays continue. They start just before 33rd South through Midvale. Northbound I-15 actually easing already, still a little heavy as you're going between 114th South and Midvale and slowing on the South Belt. This is eastbound Redwood Road to I-15. Michelle?
Well, we have a new crash. This is northbound Bangor Highway. This is about 99th South in the South Jordan area. Going to see some slowing around that. Also, scattered delays from Salt Lake all the way down into the Taylorsville area. 5600 West, that's still pretty solid. California Avenue into West Valley. And making your way around the point of the mountain, seeing some delays there as well. Steve?
Got the usual slow and go in spots if you're on southbound Foothill Drive between Sunnyside Avenue out to 21st South. Northbound I-15 delays from downtown up to the north interchange of I-215. Beck Street, a little slow there as you approach the I-15 merge. Plus those Davis County delays, Kaysville to Hill Air Force Base on northbound 15. If you're on the southbound side, sluggish and slow through Sunset down into Clearfield and northbound 89, bogged down 200 north up to Cherry Lane. Also from SR 193 up to I-84. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, get the know-how you need. Stop into Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries. See website for offer details. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's Dan Guthrie with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Tuesday.
Temperature's a little cooler for us this afternoon. Should be in the low 90s. Instead, we're looking at mid and lower 80s across much of the Wasatch Front under sunny skies. Clear skies continue. We'll have temperatures dropping into the 70s by about the 8 o'clock hour, and then into the 60s by around 11 o'clock midnight. Most spots will cool to the lower 60s and upper 50s, which is a little cooler, in fact, than where we should be this time of year. Not to worry, we heat things right back up as we head towards the middle of the week. With the hourly forecast at 5 o'clock, I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
We're up to 85 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 512, and here's Simone Cycling.
Jeff, when you walked out the door this morning, didn't it feel like you were a little closer to winter?
Not really, but
your
yesterday
wife said
it was.
So.
My wife, yes.
All right, this herd of kangaroos might have felt that way. Check the KSL app right now. You'll see this herd of jumping kangaroos. They are jumping through fields with newly fallen snow. It's in rural Australia. A motorist caught this image. It's a foggy day. There's fresh snow. The kangaroos are booking it. The video's up right now on the KSL News Radio app. The motorist wrote on Twitter it was the most snow the area had ever seen and that the snow was a lot farther north than it normally falls. Australia does get snow, generally only in the country's highlands and mountain ranges. For KSL News Radio, I'm Simone Cycli.
I hope it doesn't fall into their pouches. That would seem cold, but I don't really know. Don't have a pouch. KSL News Time, 5:13. If you're a night owl and you can get to a dark sky area, you could be in for a treat tonight as the Perseid meteor shower reaches its peak. Tonight and early in the morning tomorrow is the time when Earth passes through the most dense part of the tail of the Swift-Tuttle comet. One big thing could get in your way, though, the really bright, nearly full moon. The good news is that the Perseid meteor shower happens every year.
One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, a popular tourist attraction in British Columbia, Canada, has been badly damaged over the weekend. Royal Canadian Mounted Police suspect vandalism. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt's joining us live. Nick, what happened?
Jeff, this company Sea to Sky Gondola says a 2-inch diameter cable was deliberately cut by vandals early Saturday morning, sending 18 to 20 gondola cabins plummeting to the ground. Now, no one was hurt, but had this happened during normal hours of operation, literally hundreds of people could have been injured or worse. Witnesses in the area at the time described hearing a loud snap. That's probably when the cable was cut. And then a number of louder metallic crashes as these gondola cars fell to the ground. Early estimates, around $1 million in damage. And that doesn't account for lost income.
That's chilling, especially. I was on the tram at Snowbird this weekend. And the thought of that, I wouldn't have gone on the tram at Snowbird this weekend.
It's like everyone's worst nightmare when you hop on one of those.
Right. Trending right now on social media, the most spoiled brat in global history.
Where's my golden ticket? I want my golden ticket.
No. Worse than Veruca Salt. People can't stop talking about this kid named Akash. It was his birthday. His parents in India threw him a birthday party, and they gave him a brand spanking new $50,000 BMW. Now, you might cry, you might scream, or surely say thank you, but Akash was so angry, he pushed the car straight into a river and it burbled its way down to the river bottom. Now, how could anyone be so upset with such a lavish gift? Well, Akash wanted a Jaguar. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a band teacher in Utah County is facing multiple charges after police say he offered a student money in exchange for nude pictures. I'm Simone Cycling.
Second, UTA is adding more routes along the Wasatch Front with a lot more bus service along 2nd, 9th, and 21st South in Salt Lake City. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
A new crash in Clearfield is causing delays. This is northbound I-15 at 650 North, blocking a left lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine sticking around for the entire week and temperatures heading back to the 90s. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
85 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. The same agents and officers who arrested Jeffrey Epstein last month were spotted today at his home in the Caribbean.
The Human Trafficking Task Force out of the Southern District of New York sought evidence from Jeffrey Epstein's U.S. Virgin Islands compound of others who might have been involved in his alleged sex trafficking. The raid came as Attorney General William Barr warned co-conspirators should not rest easy.
This case will continue on against anyone who was complicit with Epstein.
Barr also decried what he called serious irregularities at the jail here where Epstein was found Saturday. We're told it's unlikely there's surveillance video showing the moment of death. Certain protocols were not followed. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Trump administration announcing new rules for legal immigration, making it harder to get a green card if an applicant has ever used public assistance or even if they would qualify to receive those benefits.
This is a huge change to legal immigration for the country. The rule says that not if you do qualify for public assistance like food stamps, for example, but if you may in the future qualify for public assistance, they can now deny your visa application or your green card.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim, other countries including Canada have rules requiring immigrants to be financially self-sufficient. New charges today related to the mass shooting 2 weekends ago in Dayton, Ohio. Federal authorities have announced the arrest of one of the gunman's friends, Ethan Coley, who they say helped him buy the weapons, accessories, and body armor he used in the shooting. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio, Ben Glassman, says Coley used drugs with the shooter, Connor Betts, frequently.
He told them during the second interview that he had done quote-unquote hard drugs with Connor Betts, as well as marijuana and acid, 4 or 5 times a week.
He's accused of lying on federal firearms forms by falsely indicating he was not a user of controlled substances. The Dow down sharply today, closing down 389 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Back to school.
Back to school.
Summer vacation is winding down for Utah students. Teachers are getting their lessons ready while administrators are trying to make the schools safer. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more on school safety
with this in-depth report.
Districts all over the state train for emergencies like an active shooter or some other kind of stranger who's not allowed to be on campus. The Safe UT app has been effective in warning police about a problem before it happens, but in the Salt Lake School District, they've been working with an app that helps them while it's happening.
All they have to do is pull up this app and hit one button, and an emergency alert goes out to the entire school. That alert also goes out to our district administrators and to police, so we can instantly see, say, something's not right. We need to go take care of this situation.
Spokesman Jason Olson says it's called Duress, and they've trained every school how to use it. But even though school shootings may be top of mind, Granite School District spokesman Ben Horsley says their most common problem is unruly parents.
We see inappropriate language, abusive language. We see threats being levied at staff or other parents. We see parents coming onto school property and approaching other students.
He says some elementary schools will have to be remodeled to put the main office right next to the main door so the staff can see exactly who's coming in. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
There's your KSL In-Depth. We do it at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 519. Triple Team Traffic here, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Ricky Meese, what are you seeing? It hasn't been that rough a commute so far.
It has not, Jeff. We do have a new accident, but it's already out of traffic. Northbound I-15 as you're approaching 106th South, but we do have some heavy traffic going through that stretch of Sandy. Southbound I-15 slowdowns between 33rd and 7200 South, and the 201 clearing out pretty quickly. All that's left of delays westbound is from 5600 West into Magna. Michelle?
Well, westbound I-80 headed toward Tooele, that's still in good shape. You're going to see slowdowns, though, as you're exiting onto SR-36. That goes down through Mills Junction. Bangor Highway still scattered delays there as well from Salt Lake all the way to Riverton Bluffdale Lane, where that's actually the busiest spot at this point. And making your way I-15 into Utah County, those delays start Bluffdale around through 2100 North. More delays as you're going through Pleasant Grove. Steve?
Looks like the West Side Bell northbound I-215 getting busy now. 5th South up to 3rd North. Traveling northbound I-15 out of downtown, expect delays from 6 South up to the North Interchange. Plus a very rough ride for those Davis County drivers, Kaysville to Hill Air Force Base. You're down to two lanes now with a crash at 650 North in Clearfield. Looks like the left lane is closed as you move through there. Southbound I-15 sluggish and slow, sunset through Clearfield. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Your 7-day forecast now. Here's Dan Guthrie.
Lots of sunshine in the forecast, and temperatures will be heating back up as well as we make our way into the middle portion of the week. But other than that, fairly quiet. We're looking at sunny skies on Tuesday with a high of 91, sunny up to 95 on Wednesday, and sunny up to 97 on Thursday. We'll cool slightly back down to the mid and lower 90s for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But again, all of that under mostly sunny skies. Models aren't picking up on even the hint of widespread shower activity for at least 2 weeks. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSO Weather Center.
It's 85 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Ooh, yeah.
On KSL News Radio.
Just seated in Mount Zion. It rules all creation. Yeah, we're jamming.